Hello, welcome to PHP BB Weekly, episode number 104 for Saturday, April 18th, 2009. PHP BB Weekly is the weekly live podcast where we talk all about the PHP BB Bulletin Board software at phpbb.com. From San Francisco, I'm your co-host, Douglas Bell.
And I am Michael Cottingham. I have a Mac.
Yes! You do have a Mac. You're not using it yet, but you, after we had a long discussion with David at the after show 2 weeks ago, and we kind of convinced you to go buy a Mac for yourself.
Yes.
So now here's your next goal. By next week's episode, get it set up so you can actually call us on your Mac.
I will try.
Get Skype set up on that Mac of yours. You'll need you have a Mac Mini, right?
Yes.
You'll need a microphone to do that.
I have a USB headset, so I'm good.
Hey, that counts. That should work. Okay. I'm so used to my MacBook, which has the built-in microphone, which is great. And we're also joined by a third voice. We haven't had very many third voices on here in a couple of weeks. But we're always glad to have him with us, the leader of the support team, Yuri Rusko.
Hi, guys. And I don't have a Mac. I don't really like Macs.
that's no surprise.
Yuri berated me for getting a Mac.
Yes.
I did.
You joined the dark side. Translation, you joined the David side.
Oh, God.
Yo, Yuri, I guess, is at work right now, so we don't know how long he'll be able to stay with us, but we're glad that
I'm doing very important things.
Yes. And this is probably not one of them, but we're glad that you joined us anyway. To our weekly housekeeping bit, HP BB Weekly is a live podcast recorded every Saturday. At noon Eastern Time, 1600 UTC. If you'd like to join in, the number to call is 724-444-7444. And the call ID number is 12418. If you want to join us in the chat room, our live chat room while the show goes on, go to talkshoe.com, click on PHP BB Weekly, and join in. Or you can also come to our IRC channel, PHP BB-Weekly, on freenode.net. And you can also stream the show live on our website, phpbbweekly.net. And that's it. So, on this episode today, we're going to spend a little time talking about a favorite topic of both Michael and Yuri, and that is support. And so, there was a recent guest post on the phpbb.com blog by Jim A. on supporting PHPBB, and I know you guys both said you were sure to read through that thing as soon as it came out. What are your thoughts on it?
All right, I guess I will start first.
You're at Michael.
I guess Michael's claimed it first.
All right, so I think that he has a good point here, because making sure that you know what you are trying to do when you help someone is a good idea. You know, people mean well, certainly, but telling the person the wrong thing can end up doing more harm than good. Mm. And so, you know, make sure you understand the subject material before you give someone something to do.
Yeah.
Pretty much covers my. I think Michael and I are going to agree more than we're going to disagree here.
Yeah, I know.
Obviously, if you break someone's board, if you tell them to do something, that's going to end up causing them to break something, which I've seen people do on countless occasions. It's just going to make things worse for the next person who has to come and clean things up. Not to mention you just do a little bit more damage to the reputation of PHPB every time you do that.
Yeah,
because obviously that person is going to assume that help came from the project itself. So yeah, if you don't know the answer, just you know, don't answer or look up your answer and make sure that what you're saying is actually correct.
It's awkward because for a thing where a project that completely relies on community-based support. That can be both. There's good things and bad things for that, because it's great to get the community involved and really, you know, be able to increase the number of people that can give support. But you can still run the risk of people that are there just to be malicious and give out bad support and do dumb things like that. Kind of like what we were talking about 2 weeks ago, Michael, about, you know, people who think they're being helpful, submitting security vulnerability issue exploits that don't exist.
Yep.
Just people being dumb. So I guess what is, I wonder, and this maybe this is why the PHPBB support team exists, but how does the support team sort of try to manage, oversee the type of support that's being given in the forums to make sure it's good support?
Mind if I take it, though, Michael?
So,
I think Yuri's going to answer it.
Okay.
So, at one point there was even talk about making the support team more of mentors. I don't know if, Michael, you remember that.
But, yes, I do.
Certainly, we try to read over everything that's being said, and if we see incorrect answers, we do call people out and say, you know, don't do that, especially if it's something that's going to actually end up damaging someone's board. So we do definitely call people out and say that was wrong. Don't, and then you know, we'll even PM people and say if we see that they constantly provide incorrect support, we'll PM them and ask them not to do that. So that's about it. It's not too hard. I mean, you know, most people don't. I've never seen anyone maliciously provide bad support. I don't think so, at least. So it doesn't happen very often. It's not that big of a problem.
Jumei is actually in the chat room right now, and he seems ecstatic that we're talking about his blog post right now. I didn't even know you could do that. They were accepting blog posts from non-team members. Maybe I should write one sometime. I have to think about that.
Go for it.
I have to think of what to talk about, because I'm a little out of date. But how would you compare PHPBB's management of having and other open source projects that do sort of community based support, whereas there's other things, you know, like vBulletin, for example, they have like paid support desk type features. What are your thoughts of the comparisons between those?
Michael?
I can't really speak as soon as to but other projects other than what I've seen. But I know that when I was on the support team and led the support team, that we tried to make sure that support team understood. And we even had times when we went through, for example, when 3 was ramping up, we spent time and made sure that people understood 3 before it actually went to public, so that they would get used to the product itself, so they could support it. And then, you know, we help each other. Well, we helped each other when we had questions. We would post and ask for support from each other, and that kind of thing. And I'm guessing other teams for other projects do similar types of things, because they need to make sure that support team knows their product. Otherwise, the support team isn't really a support team. It's people, you know, posting answers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't want to sound biased or anything, but I think, and this is an absolute fact, that PHPV support is by far the best ever in the whole world of any support ever provided by anyone.
Okay, defend that claim. Let's see how, if you're biased or not.
So, No. It's an arguable fact.
Isn't it?
So I think everyone else just tries to keep up.
What makes it so great?
The fact that we're always right.
Really?
We start with that, and then we add on, you know, the fact that we're so awesome, and then we go from there. Seriously, though, I think our support is not worse than paid support. At least, it's definitely not worse than some of the paid support I've had. I don't know, but you post on the board and then, you know, you go to sleep or you go do whatever it is you want to do. You don't have to sit on the phone for an hour. You don't have to deal with a completely incompetent person. The person who answers your question will usually know the answer. Otherwise, they're probably not going to try to answer your question.
Mm-hmm.
So you have that advantage of not just seeking support from a specific, you know, the person, the one who happened to answer your call, but you actually get the entire community to read over your post and provide answers. And, you know, sometimes you'll get answers from a bunch of people.
Yeah.
So I think, I don't think our support is bad. I think it's really quite good.
Now, I'm looking at the support forum right now, and, you know, there is a pretty sizable support team available, there's a lot of questions of topics that get posted. The first page only goes back about 4.5 hours as of right now from what I'm looking at it. So it really seems to me like there's always room for people in the community to sort of step in and help out because the support team, that's a lot of topics for just a small group if it was like exclusively support team to help people with problems.
Now, I hope I'm not divulging too much information, but one of the things that the support team would do when I was on the support team is we would sit in a private chat and ask each other, you know, do you know this or can you take care of this while I do this? And we would help each other get to questions so that we could answer things in a timely manner.
That makes sense. So, trying to come up with another question here. What would you say to someone who is thinking about getting involved, dedicating a couple hours of the days or things like that to offering support to users, but are a little maybe unsure about whether their support will be good enough or things like that. I mean, they want to help, but they're not entirely sure how helpful their help will be. What would you say to them?
I think you either know the answer to something or you don't. I really don't think there's a middle ground. I mean, if you see a question that you know how to answer and you should answer it if you're willing to do that, and that'll be a huge help. Because then someone else won't have to go and answer it.
Mm.
So then someone else can focus on something else. So, if you know the answer and you're willing to help, you know, that's how I started. I didn't know the answers either. I started answering the questions I knew how to answer, and I read through the answers that other people provided and slowly worked my way up. I mean, I think that's the only way to learn, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I remember when I was around on the teams, and boy, your don't panic avatar was very omnipresent in the support forums. It was a little while before they invited you to join the teams, but you've been hammering at it.
2 years, yeah.
You've got like 25,000 plus posts now.
You know, I never forgave them for that. I still hold that grudge.
What grudge?
the 2 year grudge.
Oh,
especially Michael Yu, especially you.
We won't get into the story behind that. Yeah. Oh boy.
Yeah, that's an inside joke.
Well, and now you're in charge.
You know, I think that it's a good thing that our vetting process is so strong.
Yeah, if I remember correctly, I'm the one that invited Yuri, so
hey.
I guess I'm the blame.
Well, you were the team leader at the time, Michael, so that's probably why you invited him. So there's not much that can be expanded upon Jim's blog post, but you know, it's a very nice opening to people who are thinking about getting involved in supporting, is trying to have some things in mind. Obviously, one of the things I say almost every week, telling people to search for it is not giving support. anyone can do that, and it's annoying because trying to search through 63,216 topics on the PHP3 support forum alone is a little awkward. A lot of the topics probably, if everyone did that, then you have a lot of topics that also say search for it. So if you know the answer, give the answer, or give a link to a place that has the answer. That's also a thing that works. If you really want to give people the idea to go look for things, that's one way to do it. But telling them just don't tell them to search for it, and you can make a good contribution. Yeah, good contribution to the community. On the topic of support, Michael was going to talk a little bit about a little tool that he worked on when he was on the support team, and I'm not sure if that's still active or not.
Oh, it just became active again, which is great.
Ooh.
It's called Support Toolkit. Yuri posted in the PHPB discussion about it. It's not released yet, but people can download it from CodeForge and start playing with it and provide feedback. Something that support team started when I was on the support team to help with common problems like fixing cookies and fixing the script path and things like that. Unfortunately, the project went dormant for a while, and it's good to see that they brought it back. I'm really happy to see that.
Oh, I did want to mention, sorry, before you continue, I'm sorry to interrupt, but Top Down in the chat room had a good comment. He said PHPBB has such a large community base that the support comes a lot faster than typical support. That's kind of a nice way to sum it up. And I think that's what a lot of open source projects really should strive for. You know, get the community base to the point where you have very, very good response to support. All right, sorry for interrupting. Let's go back to your toolkit.
Okay, so it looks like they have brought back Toolkit, like I said, and they provide things like auto cookies. You're going to explain some of this, Yuri. It looks like it fixes the cookie settings, database cleaner, fix left and right IDs, purge cache, re-add module management, reset style, change password, and make founder are the current plugins or tools for the toolkit. So I guess, Yuri, can you explain what's going on and what kinds of things we as a community can do to help?
Sure. Okay, so I mean, I can't take credit for setting this up. Mostly goes to Nathan and Eric. That's EX Reaction and Eric, right? I won't even attempt to say his last name. And they started working on it, and I just pretty much, said it's a great idea, and we went from there.
So it's, in a way, it's just an awkward comparison, a very awkward comparison I want to make, but it almost seems like this is like the support team's version of the mod team's UMIL, just sort of which is also kind of like a toolkit in order for people to be able to do a number of various useful tasks automatically. And that's a very, very loose comparison, but that's what it seems to me. It's like this is a toolkit available for supporters to be able to do a number of things automatically in order to help offer support and troubleshoot. Right?
Yeah, some of the things that when I was involved with it was to fix problems that people had. For example, cookies. If people change cookie settings and lock themselves out of the board,
mm-hmm.
The toolkit was supposed to be able to detect that and fix it for them so they can get back into the board.
Yeah.
Well, this looks like a little bit more... go ahead. Finish
up. It looks like this is maybe something similar, although you're starting to say that this is something a little different, maybe.
It is. It is quite a bit more intuitive than what we had originally planned. I mean, this, like I said, it was not, as you know, Michael, this has been resurrected a couple times. I mean, when it first started, I think it pretty much never made it off the ground. It was barely in its planning stage. I don't think a single line of code was ever written for it. And then we tried to resurrect it, and again, there was no one really to who was interested in writing it. And this time around, Eric and Nathan wrote it before we even agreed to make it official. It was like a, we'll do this thing either way. And this was just when Eric was invited to join the team. And as you know, Nathan is not on the team. He is our liaison, if you will, to the community.
He's a junior mod validator, so he has a sort of a remote link to the team.
Yep. And so our goal here is to make, as Michael said, a tool that administrators could use either alongside the administration panel, or if they're not able to get into the administration panel, to do basic things like getting back into the administration panel.
Mm-hmm.
As well as some basic fixes that are not within the administration panel, but some things that maybe you would only want to run sometimes, like cleaning out old private messages, which is not a function that exists, or you know, something along those lines, things that you would run a cron for, if you will.
Yeah.
So that's about it. And it is a little bit more intuitive than just, you know, cookie settings at this point. There's a lot that's in it. And the framework that's being used as the core of the system is very flexible, and it allows us to make modules, just like the administration panel, but even to a higher degree. So, and you can check it out. You can see it for yourself. You can do an SEN checkout, and, you know, it's open now. So...
So when this support toolkit becomes ready for prime time, and it says that it would be used in the support forum, how would it be used? Like, give me an example. I am, you know, user XYZ. I post, I have a problem with such and such and such, and it'd be the kind of problem that the support toolkit would be able to respond to, but I don't know that. What does person who is offering me support say? And to use this in terms of using the support toolkit.
Well, as Michael and I said, the goal is to fix some basic things that, for like the cookie settings, which at the moment there is a mod for it, but it's not something that we wrote, and it's not quite as simple to use as this will be. So if someone says they're not able to log into their administration panel, we could say install this, and it'll let you do things like check to make sure the cookie settings are correct, check that you have you know, founder status or the right permissions.
So essentially, it would be like if I say I have a problem with cookies, then the response will be download and install this support toolkit, and then go to this screen and do this. That'd be kind of it.
Exactly. There's not much installing to do. The whole idea is that it's very drop-in.
So it's like moving files up?
Yeah, it's a folder. You drag it in, and I think that's it. I don't think there's anything. You can either set the password yourself, or it'll generate one for you, and then it'll tell you to look. I don't think this has actually been decided yet. I'd hate to step on Eric's and Nathan's toes. So it'll create a password. Either you'll set it, or it'll set one for you, and you can change it. But one way or the other, a password will be formed.
Is it the kind of thing that would a user would then sort of leave installed, or would it be the type of thing like an install directory where its presence would deactivate the board?
Yeah, something like that.
No, which one? It's one or the other.
In that case, I didn't hear what you said.
It's the type of thing that where like you leave it there, you leave the support toolkit installed for a long period of time, or is it the type of thing where you when you put it up, the board is deactivated, you do whatever you do, and then you delete it.
The second one, I didn't hear the you dropped out for the. The first part, but the second one, presumably you wouldn't leave it on the server, although you hypothetically could. So there's no reason why you couldn't. It's coded in such a way that hopefully
it would be secure.
More or less. I mean, as secure as something can be with, you know, that's public to the internet, because it doesn't check permissions from PHPB, because that would sort of, you know, destroy the whole point of having it in the first place.
So it's trying to develop it so it's completely separate from all the PHPB APIs that
it depend on. Not completely separate. It uses them, but it's not dependent on them. So you you know what I mean? So you can use it independently if you like. It does use functions. It does expect that PHPB is there. So you can't just use it without PHPB.
That's true.
But it's not dependent on it.
There's no point
in the sense that, you know.
So like, you can't clean a database that never had PHPB3 in the first place.
Yeah, right, exactly. I mean, you need the files there as well, because it does use functions.
Okay.
So, yep. And like you said, so you would basically just say, here, install this. And again, like I said, due to the flexibility of the way that this is coded, and this is completely intentional, obviously, we're able to add modules as they become necessary. So if we down the line come up with, you know, something else that we could hypothetically use it for, we'll just add that. And it also allows community members to create modules if they want to for certain things.
So it's not necessarily limited to these 8 choices.
Oh, no. The 8 choices are, you know, preliminary ideas for what we could use the tool for. I'm sure that this is not the end of modules for the toolkit. Otherwise, there would be no reason to make it modular, right? I mean, why make something modular if you don't expect to add things onto it later?
I like it. So, at this point, you guys, it looks like you just, this past week, made the subversion on the CodeForge available publicly, and what do you think is like the timetable? Knowing that PHPBB does not like timetables, what do you think is sort of the timetable for getting this more final?
Michael, do you want to answer that one?
Ask it again, please.
What do you think is like the timetable from now until it being final? You know, publicly available, usable.
The answer you're looking for is when it's ready. That is the right answer, though. Hopefully it'll be before the end of this year. This is something that you should ask Nathan or Eric or both. They're far more capable of answering it, as they are leading the development of this thing. I'm just overseeing it, and the rest of the support team is providing, you know, information and as much as we can.
Ideas.
As they are the developers, you should ask them, and maybe they'll be able to tell you. Hopefully sooner rather than later.
Where, for people that are testing this, would they offer, and if they notice bugs or things like that, would they post it here, or is there a place in the bug tracker for it, or?
I don't believe there is a place in the bug tracker for it. There should be a place in the bug tracker for it, but there is something called site tools, and so you could pretty much drop it in anywhere. I mean, we'll find it, and then if we add another section for it, we can always move those. Our bug tracker is really quite well done, so we can always move things in if we do create a separate section for it later. You can also just post in the discussion topic. At this point in time,
there's posted no in the discussion topic. Either.
So you could do that as well. Like I said, we're flexible. We want to work with the community. So if you find a bug, you shouldn't have any trouble relaying that information to us. You can find the bug tracker would be the appropriate place. If you're looking for the appropriate place, that would be the appropriate place. Yeah.
Well, I think it looks really nice. These are probably things with PHPB3 that involves a lot of manual having to finagle around with stuff. You know, re-add module management. I don't know how you would do that without some kind of automatic tool.
You wouldn't, and it's something that people actually do constantly. I'm surprised at how constantly someone deletes every module in the entire, you know, administration panel, and they just nuke them. I'm not sure how, to be honest.
Yeah, is it actually possible for someone to uninstall the module that manages modules?
Yes, Yes, I don't believe there are any sanity checks as far as uninstalling modules.
Interesting.
I think you can... But most of the time when people do this, they empty the table. We're not talking about something that's done through the interface.
Yeah, so it's like, here we go to the modules area, just delete. That'd be dumb.
I mean, like, the administration panel is obviously coded with, you can't delete the anonymous user, for example, through the administration panel.
Yeah.
I don't think you can. I'm pretty sure you can. But in terms of things like module management, It would be silly because, for instance, well, why would you want to delete the user's module, right? You wouldn't.
I'm not entirely doing this because there are dumb people out there, and there's you guys, the support team, you should know. I'm sure you've dealt with a lot of dumb people.
The administration panel assumes that the administrator does not want to harm his or her board, so it does basic sanity checks, but nothing like making sure that you don't uninstall some module that manages modules.
Whatever you say.
That would be pretty funny, though, if someone did that. I would laugh.
All right, I dare someone to do that.
It takes a genius to even come up with a scenario like that. I applaud you.
You see, that's why I'm here, to come up with the ultimate what-if scenarios, you know, worst-case scenario. That's my job. That's the only reason I'm still on the show. All right. Well, I should just say thank Michael for actually noticing this, mentioning the support toolkit, because if it was me doing, I would have completely overlooked it. I had no idea. But this really seems like something very exciting. And, you know, 2009 really seems like the year for individual team projects to be the focus, as opposed to the main PHPBB three development being the focus. And there's just between this and AutoMod and UMIL and whatever some of the other teams might be coming out with soon, maybe.
Look, it's very exciting. We are the PHPBB teams, after all. I mean,
yeah.
We always sign off, right, as the PHPBB teams.
Yes.
So that we are teams. We're not, we are a single group of people, but we do very much function in separate teams. So,
I agree. It's just, it's changing a lot because from when I'm the old timer, and back then it was everyone waited for PHPBB3 to come out. And about the only other side project that there was publicly was Mod Team had EasyMod. That's really all there was to speak of, and now there's all these different things that the different teams are developing right now, and it's very exciting to keep track of all of these.
And some of the more crazy team members are still waiting for PHPBB3 to come out.
Well, we are still waiting for Ascrius, and we're hoping to see the Ascrius come out soon. You know, we don't want it to be 2013 before that comes out, which would be another 5.5 years. So we will keep a close eye on.
Yeah, hopefully it won't be another 5.5 years.
Hopefully not. I don't think that's the goal.
I'll be here though. So it'll be a party.
I'll be around.
There you go.
I might be in a different part of the country by then. we'll see.
Planning to move, Douglas?
I've got university coming up next year.
Oh, dude, where are you going?
I'm keeping that a surprise. I'm announcing that on my blog tomorrow afternoon.
I don't know if I can wait.
Well, it's not too long. It's only 1 day and 3.5 hours away. And I'm just keeping a surprise for a particular reason. There's a certain group of people I want to tell before they surprise, before they see it on my website. And so, but yes, I've made my decision. And I'm going.
Do you want to give us a juicy hint as to what part of the country it's in?
It is not going to be in the West Coast. It's going to be somewhere quite a bit colder.
Okay.
All
right.
And it might, and it's going to be, and I'm going to be capitalizing on the experience.
Okay.
Anyway.
Sounds good.
All right. David is in the chat room talking to everybody about the annoying Safari beta bug that he discovered and filed over 4.4. It goes to show how on track our chat room is when we're doing the show. So let's go to the mod and style. Okay, I should first bring up the poll question of the week. Our last poll question was from 3 weeks ago, and 3 weeks ago was when I did that April Fool's joke, which was the April Fool's episode of BB Gourmet, and made that delicious community chocolate cake, and boy, that was good. We kept eating that for quite a few days. That was so good around here. The question was, what should be featured on the next episode of BB Gourmet, if there ever is one? We had 9 people respond to the poll, and I had a lot of fun coming up with the names of these. The top winner was 4 votes, 44%, for any poisonous recipe with V-Bulletin added to it. Obviously, V-Bulletin being the source of the poison. There were 3 votes, 33%, for Deck 15 Donuts. And I know that was David's favorite result, Deck 15 Donuts. Hold on, he voted again. He told me to refresh the page. I thought the poll ended. Yeah, okay, now Deck 15 Donuts is tied with some poisonous recipe for V-Bulletin added to it. Each have 4 votes at 40%. Say, David, speaking of Deck 15, it's now been 17 days since April Fool's Day. Can I have my pink rank, my avatar, all the stuff that I've come to know and love on Star Trek Guide back yet? Has Gunculator saved us yet from the Borg Queen? It's been 17 days already. Where's Sick Bay? Who's at Sick Bay? Where the heck is Sick Bay? Oh, dude, you'll have to give me a link to Sick Bay. Oh, boy. 1 vote for user permissions parfaits. And I thought that was clever because, you know, user permissions, you know, you have to have different roles, and so it's kind of like parfaits. 1 vote for yummy apple blueberry bars, or YABB for short. And there were no one who voted for Envision Power Brownies. That was one of my favorites right there, Envision Power Brownies. So that's kind of sad that no one voted for that, but oh well. I'll have to go to Sick Bay. Our next poll, I don't know what our next poll will be. It'll probably be something a little more topical, but it will be up on our website this week, phpbbweekly.net. For our mod and style of the week, Michael has very graciously offered to do this for me today because I kind of slept in a little late. So,
yep.
Thank you, Michael.
All right, so first is a mod week. Easy Portal, I can't talk today, by Nox Wizard. It's a remake of the Easy Portal by SmartTor. Here is the link in the chat for those that want it.
There you go.
It looks like it's going to be interesting.
I remember using this portal a couple of times, trying it out. I tried a number of different portals back when I was running PHP BB2 boards. This is like dating back to 2005. 2005. But, you know, it's actually the Smarter's portal for PHP BB2 was very nice because it was not really a portal. You gave it just a couple of forum IDs, and it pulled the posts from the forum and generated portal news out of it. So it was actually, it really was a very easy setup because you didn't have to have a whole separate admin panel for a post nuke or something like that or whatever crazy things I had now. I mean, obviously today you can choose. There's a lot of better choices that you could use for integrating with PHP BB3, such as WordPress or Joomla. But it was actually very nice back in PHP BB2. I gave it a try, and it looks like this is pretty much the same for PHP BB3. So you were saying.
All right. So there is a screenshot in this topic as well. It looks like it uses, like you said, something simple. It pulls information from a couple of forms on your board for different things like polls and news and so on. But I think it will answer those who want a simple front page for their site.
Hmm. Yep. That sounds about it.
All right, so the style of the week. Mm-hmm. I'm not even going to try to pronounce her name.
Ishimaru Chiaki.
There you go. All right.
I've gotten pretty good at reading foreign names.
All right, so here is the link, and here is the demo. Her style is an Ubuntu type style based on
Ubuntu. What is Ubuntu?
It's a Linux distribution based off of Debian. It's a desktop type operating system.
Can you just pronounce it Ubuntu? Sorry.
Ubuntu?
Ubuntu.
Ubuntu. Ubuntu?
Ubuntu.
Ubuntu.
Yes.
Ubuntu. Sorry, I remember watching I think it was like Tiki Bar TV, and they call it Ubuntu or something like that.
It comes from an African something language or something of it.
That's strange. I thought Linux came from Antarctica.
Wikipedia, man. Wikipedia. Use it.
I do, just not for anything like that.
Right. So that's
it's a nice style. It's got use of some browns and orange shoes colors. The new topic icons, I don't know if it relates to something in Ubuntu. It kind of looks like, you know, little plasmids type of things. The kind of things we use in biotech sometimes. So it's kind of interesting icon there. But it's a very professionally done style. It's based on a Pro Silver, appears to be, and it's a fluid width, and that's pretty much what there is to know.
That's the logo of the distribution.
I like what they did. Okay. I like what they did on the header. PHP BB Forums for Human Beings.
That's their tagline.
That's not... So, in other words, if you're doing forums for dogs or cats or alligators, you don't want to use this style. Forums for Human Beings only. Oh, that's great. That is very funny. And David, I went to sick bay, but all it did was change my ranking and my username color. It didn't change my avatar, and it didn't give me my pink PHP BB Weekly Podcasters thing back. You know what? Screw it. I'd rather be a Borg. I'm going back into deck 15. Except that deck 15 is gone now. What? Okay, that makes me angry. deck 15 is gone now. I can't go back in. All right. David's got to tell me sometime what he did for this to work. Oh boy, you're gonna have to tell us. You're gonna have to tell us, David, how you make this work. How you made those work sometime. That's gotta take a lot of good fun. Oh, I hate you and your secrets. Okay, this is why I stopped. I left the team because I'm not. The secrets got annoying. The secrets got annoying really fast.
C-Tech Astronomy.
Huh?
C-Tech Astronomy.
What's that?
Name that movie. Oh, you haven't seen that movie? Have you, Yuri? Have you seen that movie?
Nope.
Oh, you guys are missing out. It's a movie called Sneakers. It's about two guys that are college students, break into a bank, start stealing money. One goes out for pizza. Police arrive, arrest the other guy, and then fast forward 20 years or so, and one is a penetration tester, and the other got involved with the mafia. So it's an interesting story.
Okay. Great. and that's our movie review of the week from Michael.
All right. Anyway, C-Tech Astronomy is an anagram for Too Many Secrets.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Okay, closing out our show, check out our website, phpbbweekly.net, for show notes, links to everything except the movie that we've talked about on this show and all of our other past shows to date. And, of course, our forum at the newly deborged StarTrekGuide.com, the phpbbweekly podcast forum on there. Also, our next episode will be next Saturday, April 25th. It'll be episode number 105 at our usual time, noon Eastern time, 1600 UTC time. So we hope you'll join us. And if effective immediately, we're going to start taking bets on how long it'll be until David rejoins us on the show. Quite frankly, why he is not back already boggles my mind, since he keeps joining us in the chat room every week. I think he just likes not having to talk. Or maybe he's just waiting for us to do another hour-long show before he joins up again, because we, ever since he left, we've been doing all these short shows. yes, David could put in a bet also, but that might really significantly lower the odds. Because then everyone else will bet at the same time. We will see. He says he loves to talk. I don't doubt it. Oh, I know he loves to talk. Thanks for listening to the show. Thanks, of course, to Yuri for joining us very much at the last minute. And for sticking around while you were doing work, or whatever your work involved. Setting up some kind of lab or something like that, was it?
Yep, exactly right.
All right. Well, anyway, Yuri, thanks for joining us. It was great to have your input and really made a great
always
show.
Always good to be here.
Yes.
Or there, or somewhere.
Always glad to be where you are, whatever. Boy, doing this as a virtual podcast is not fun. It's weird. And I'm Douglas Bell.
I'm Michael Cottingham.
And remember that. Yep, sorry,
Yuri. You cut me off.
We already mentioned you. And remember, unlike a successful community begins with you, Tag.
Tag, you're it.
We'll see you next week. Bye, everybody. We cut you off. I'm so sorry, Yuri.
That's it, man. That's it. Now I will never forget you. You are not another grudge.
Oh, like, oh, please. Oh, please. What can we make you come back? What can we give you?
You are never forgotten. You speak like an Indian. That's my boss.
I cut him off. I need to get rid of my scissors.
Oh,
I'm so sorry.